God, Holy Trinity. Amen. So we've spent more than a year now trying to understand and negotiate relationships within the context of a contagious and dangerous virus. And for me, I can say this last year has been terrifically challenging. We've had to adapt to new routines nearly across the board, school over the internet, work over the internet, social life over the internet, church over the internet, shopping over the internet. And while many of us had some certain skill set that allowed us to adapt to certain technological practices that helped us continue some measure of relational function in our lives, it has still been a terrific challenge, and none of us was prepared for the hardship of conducting our relationships one with another from afar, or also none of us was prepared to conduct our close relationships one from another at such a close distance, right? As the adage goes, for better, for worse, but not for lunch. It's been a stressful year. The year is not at all what we expected it would be. And over the course of the last few weeks during this season of Lent, 40 days and some Sundays, we've attached the stress and anxiety of the past year to change, and we've held some discussions each week around the challenges of living in such a dynamic year. And of course, it's a hope that our dialogue that you listen to at home further inspires conversation at home, or that it leads to some sort of learning or help or nurture or care. I mean to say that we're not just up here on a Wednesday doing our thing because you expect something from us at Lent. We're doing it because we hope that it helps. And we know that in some situations we succeed and in others we fail, of course. And as I was looking back on those conversations just this past week and forward to one more, I'm aware that we haven't talked explicitly or directly about our changing or our dynamic relationship with God, our expectations, the expectations that we bring into our relationship with God. We sometimes live under this burden of an illusion that when it comes to knowing God or connecting with God, that it happens in a matter of fact or clear or maybe even a transactional way, that it's quick, easy, and painless like a COVID vaccine, and that it somehow it just happens. But I can tell you this is certainly not my own personal experience. While there certainly have been people that I've related to in my past and presence who I would call fast friends, I would not call God my fast friend. When I'm thinking of fast friends, I'm thinking of like my friend Chip, who's born on my same birthday, also an Episcopal priest, will come and spend some time with us at the Chapel of the Transfiguration. You'll see he's an easy person to get to know. Or I'm thinking about my friend Britt from San Francisco, who seems to have the exact same sense of humor that I have, and he's also shares a passion for summer camp for kids. Those were people that I got to know well quickly. Maybe you have some fast friends too. Their friendship is abiding and easy and predictable. But what I mean to tell you is that with God, at least for me, it has always been different, harder, less clear, not easy. If God had shown up in my life in the way that I expected or predicted that God would show up in my life, rather than standing in a pulpit in Jackson, Wyoming, I'd be sitting in a pew in Houston. And in my back pocket, there would be a business card that reads, Attorney at Law. We all come into relationships with fixed expectations, but we know that relationships are dynamic and pliable and unpredictable. The trouble we've had with the year, the trouble we have with each other, the trouble we have with God, I believe, rests mostly in our fixed expectations. You might be asking yourselves, why am I saying this on Sunday morning, especially on Palm Sunday morning? And it's a fair question. I'm telling you this because the story that we tell on Palm Sunday, Jesus' so-called triumphal entry into Jerusalem, is a story of expectations that are so grossly unmet that it's bewildering. Perhaps we don't hear the story this way because on most Palm Sundays and the events that surround it, the story is obscured by the reading of the Passion narrative, that Good Friday story, so to speak. We don't know that the welcome Jesus receives is the welcome of a conquering and powerful military leader. That the palms that decorate our church that were on the ground that day signify just that, a transfer of power that has taken place by the overpowering of another constituency of people. We don't see the humor in the fact that Jesus is coming in to Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey, not a war horse. In effect, we could say that while everyone expects its newest conquering military leader to arrive in a tank, Jesus arrives in a beat-up old pickup truck that happens to be stolen. When he arrives, he does not ascend the stairs with his fist in the air, proclaiming victory and professing immortality. Rather, he just tells his pals on the side, his pals who are expecting a victory speech, he says, hey guys, later on in the week, I'm going to die. This is not what anyone expects. Not a single one of them, even though he's told them how the story will play out. And the expectations that they're holding are expectations that this constituency of people have held for centuries. This is the story of a plan that isn't unfolding the way anybody imagined, and it is rolling downhill fast. Feels familiar. Feels a little frightening. Feels like this last year. And so maybe, and you're going to have to give me a little trust here, but maybe today on Palm Sunday, and this year of all years, maybe does the reality land for us that God, when God shows up in our lives, and I mean really shows up when we're just done and tired and not feeling and not able and needing some rescue, or to use that religious word, needing some salvation, when God shows up in our lives when we are in need of saving, do we have a sense that it is never? It's so nearly never that we say never. It is never. Do we finally get the message that it's never, never what we expect? God is always coming through us, into us, in the craziest and most unpredictable ways. Ways that if we had gone to the mountaintop and we had given ourselves all the time to conjure the wildest, craziest, most imaginative dream about the way that God would show up for us, we wouldn't have even gotten close, not even close, but God is still there, present, loving us through beautiful, unpredictable circumstance in spite of our strongly held expectations. I think most of the time, because God doesn't come in the way that we expect, and because we hold such strongly held expectations, we might feel that God has not shown up at all. But in reality, if we were to let go of our expectations and walk to the window, and we were to pull back the curtains, that we would see that God is there waiting for us in a piece of junk old pickup truck, waving for us to hop in and take a ride. Church, we are in for a ride this week. Let go. It'll be okay. I promise. Let go. Let go of your strongly held expectations. Let God take you for a ride around your life that you will never forget, that you will always be grateful for. Let go and climb into the truck. Amen.